Welcome to 10 Bestest,
where we sift through the noise so you don't have to.
Each week we share our 10 favorite things of the moment.
Anything goes. Hello, friend. Welcome to 10 Bestest. I'm Brian Hart.
I'm Karen McFarlane Holman.
And today we have a very special episode.
It is super special for various reasons.
Yes. This is kind of our annual. I think we might have missed a year once, but it's our thank you episode.
Yes.
So I take my favorite cool sheets, my five favorite that you shared, and tell you why I like them.
And then I take my favorite five of Brian's and I explain why I like them so much.
Yeah, this is a fun episode.
Yes, it really
is. And it's
is.
Actually the most listened to podcast we've ever done. So
yeah, out of all the podcasts.
You all like it too. Mm-hmm. So it's great.
Yes. And another very special thing about today's episode is it's our 5-year anniversary
That's
show.
That's right. Yes. Happy birthday.
5 years.
To 10 Bestest. 5 years. That's pretty incredible. Like, we joke about using the word incredible because in our first episode, if you didn't know, we said it like 75 times.
And then we were told gently
told,
yes, do not say incredible.
Don't ever say incredible again. So now we say it. Quite as often, but we do like to throw it in.
When
so
the moment calls in. For it.
Yeah.
And I would say
doing
a podcast for 5 years, though, that
incredible.
Calls for the word.
That's pretty incredible.
Yes.
For sure. So, yes, I can't wait. And we have an extra bonus. We're going to have honorable mentions at the end because I could not pick just five. And I think you had that same trouble.
It's same as that potato chip ad. Couldn't pick just five. So I'm throwing in a few at the end.
Yes. Yeah. So cool. And I'm going to get to go first. So I'm going to talk about a life hack, and that is the nothing alternative. So you talked about this in episode 202, and this one really spoke to me. It hit me hard. So doing work that makes you feel busy, but really you're just procrastinating on the real work that needs to be done. That was like me in a nutshell. This is how this article starts. And I was like, oh, yeah, I do that all the time. All the time. For cool sheets, for everything in my life, I have a thing that I'm supposed to be doing, and I do other stuff, other productive things, but they're not what I'm really supposed to be focusing on, and it's still procrastination. So the nothing alternative is when you schedule time to either do what that top priority thing is or do nothing. You can't do other things that make you feel productive. That's not the option. You can do nothing. That is fine because you've scheduled that time. I really like that because it's a new way to frame how you are using your time. You can do that one thing or you can do nothing. And when you do nothing, you actually find out that you kind of get bored. You're kind of like, okay, I've done nothing for a while. Maybe you meditate, maybe you just sit, and there could be some things, some living, being in the moment, doing some things, but you can't get on social. You can't go down a rabbit hole because it's research for other cool sheets. No, can't do that. You gotta stick with the one thing. I love that. This can be combined with other methods too, I think was what I really like. You could use this with the Pomodoro technique. You could use this with calendar blocking, a 5-minute rule. There's all kinds of different applications that I think you could even level up this and kind of, you know, use this life hack for also other things to make you super productive. I love it. It's the nothing alternative.
So glad you liked it. I was blown away when I found it, and I am so not surprised that it's worked for
you. It's such a good one, and it's kind of funny because even when you talked about it, and I freaked out, because all I heard was that first chunk, and I kind of actually misinterpreted what it was for a long time because I was just like, oh, yeah, that's me. And I thought that definition of what people do to feel productive when you're not, when you're procrastinating, I thought that was somehow the actual definition of the nothing alternative in some weird way, just because sometimes things are somewhat, you know, worded differently.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, no, that is me, but that's not what this actual method is.
Yes.
It's doing nothing, scheduling that time to either do number one or nothing. You can do either one. I love it, though. So then I was like, oh, this is even better because it's a solution to my problem, my very specific problem that I have. So I love it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I really appreciate this one.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Yes.
Such a good one. My cool sheet comes from you, Brian, when you talked in episode 193 about a video and talked about this, how to start a movement. And this is Derek Sivers or Sivers. And the title of the video is called The First Follower: Leadership Lessons from the Dancing Guy. I have watched this over and over. I watched it right after you talked about it. I've watched it since. And here's just the recap. So this is a video of a guy. He's dancing by himself at an outdoor music festival that was apparently captured by another attendee on their phone. Or maybe it was even like back in the camcorder days. I don't know. I can't tell. But Derek Sivers narrates the 3-minute segment of what happens. And he describes this guy's dancing for a while. And then one other guy that Derek then calls the first follower joins in. Then there's a second follower and more. And soon there's a dancing crowd. And in other words, a movement was born. And there's a lot of focus on the first follower and what that means, and so much about leadership with that, and how the first follower is just as important as the leader. And the way he does this, it hits at various levels. It's a very intellectual video as he's narrating and interpreting what's happening. It's also lighthearted because here you are watching some people at this festival. It's also very real. I loved this because you are actually watching a real phenomenon in real time. It's not acted out. And each time you watch this video, it's different. You could watch it from the point of view of the first guy and then how he reacts when the second guy comes up, the first follower comes up. You can look at it from the first follower point of view. You look at it from the narrator's point of view. And also, who was the person who captured the video? Why did they start doing it? Why did they keep going? Another narrator could tell a whole different story. I love this video so much, How to Start a Movement.
Yes, the lone nut and the first follower. I did mention this when I talked about it. It took me a long time to remember to add this as a cool sheet. But yeah, it's one of the videos that has stood the test of time. Mm-hmm. I come back to it often. Like you said, it always kind of means something different to me, where I'm at in my life and how I interpret the movement and all of it. I love it. Yeah. Derek Sivers, he was also been a cool sheet just himself. And I think maybe one of his books. I'm reading another one of his books right now.
Awesome.
The Hail Yes or No. I think I'm reading that one. He's so good. He's one of my favorite humans. He's so smart and he looks at things. And this is why I try to do this myself. Looks at things differently. Looks at something that's common and maybe flip it on its head. Look it upside down. Maybe he goes with it or doesn't go with it. Mm. But his mind is so curious. Just like us and our listeners. So yeah, I love this one so much. I'm so glad when I saw it on the list, I was like, oh yes. It immediately makes me want to go watch that video again. And I don't know who filmed it. I wonder if you could deep dive in the internet and find out. But I do know at the end, you hear the people because it's close to the camera and they're like, what just happened? And I love that too, is because like also just in awe that they witnessed this movement in front of them and they have no idea how or why, but they're like, they love it. Like
I'm
everybody
so glad
loves it.
They kept the video going.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Yeah. So anyone who wants to find links to any of this stuff.
Yes. On our show notes at 10bestest.com/thankyou2021. Because we're going to keep doing these every year.
Yep.
And so this one will be 10bestest.com/thankyou2021.
Woo,
and
thanks.
Thank you.
Ooh, yes.
All right. I'm going to be talking about this time a YouTube channel. And this is Like Stories of Old. You talked about this on episode 212. And yep, I think you knew. I knew before you finished talking about it. You knew before I even could finish how much I love it. You knew I love this. I love stories. I love stories so much. And this one hit me in a couple different ways, though. I've been actually, my love for stories has been evolving and growing more and more. The more I think about them, the more I love them. And the fact that I thought about starting this YouTube channel with very similar ideas to that specific channel kind of blew me away. But the reason why I love stories It's not just that, you know, you can listen to a story or read it or watch it and it can take you to a new world and spark your imagination for years to come. It can change you. And it also, it's some of the oldest forms of communication. Back when we were tribes and cavemen, they're thinking that stories was maybe the first time that we really built community and communicated things and evolved as human beings. But also, when I was growing up, I was so always fascinated by people that could tell a good story. They always had everyone's full attention, how they would stir people, stir the reaction, my reaction, and just the power that a good story would have long after it was told. Some of my first memories was scary stories at summer camp. I still think about those to this day. My grandpa, who's a really good storyteller, I would always be mesmerized when he, and everyone around him. And he was a man of few words, but when he told a story, everyone listened, and I loved that. I have never thought that myself that I was a good storyteller. I think I always thought it was kind of a superpower that no one could obtain, only a few people. I know that's false now, but and also I've noticed that stories are everywhere. You know, I'm a filmmaker by trade, I edit. That's telling a story. So I am a good storyteller, but I want to get better, so I want to keep learning about this. I want to be able to orally tell stories. That's my weakest part of storytelling. I love it. And this YouTube channel will help a lot. And it might help you too. If you like stories, check out Like Stories of Old.
Ah, I'm so glad. I mean, I knew you would love it.
Yeah.
But I also really appreciate all of this, your experience with stories throughout your life.
Yeah.
And how you started out as just a kid getting mesmerized. And then now it sounds like you're ready to unfold as a storyteller.
Well, I mean, certainly in certain mediums, I've been doing that for a long time.
True.
And I never thought that I was. So it was really cool to be like, it's just like being an artist, you know, film, making film, editing film, that is art. So it's different forms. And so I like that. So yeah, I did say, oh, now I don't want to be a professional storyteller or even go up in front of a crowd, do a TED Talk, although I curated a lot. So it was super meaningful to me. But I'm just more curious. I'm curious, just like our show. So I want to learn more. I want to get better at it. And, you know, even if it's just, I'm not like a public speaker. That's never been something that's interests me. But just to get better at crafting stories, I think I'm super into that.
So love it.
I love it.
Yeah. Yay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. My cool sheet comes from episode 186 when Brian talked about a podcast episode. And this comes from the podcast, How to Save the Planet. The podcast episode is, Are Electric Cars Really Better for the Climate? I've been thinking about this issue for years, and I've also been looking for information on this exact topic. So this podcast episode was just absolutely perfect for me. The podcast, How to Save the Planet, is hosted by Dr. Ayana Elizabeth Johnson and Alex Blumberg. And in this episode, they come at this issue of electric versus gas-powered vehicles without assuming anything. I love that. They and their team rounded up experts and they dive into it. They take all things into account, and not just the car itself, but also where you live and what is the source of energy in your local grid. The spoiler, but it's a good spoiler, is that their expert, Nicholas Hill, stated that it's very clear from doing a series of studies, including a full cycle analysis, that is essentially the car cradle to grave, that electric vehicles are unquestionably better for a climate than conventional gasoline-powered cars. That said, it's not just a simple answer, and that's why this episode is worth listening to. For example, there's one part of the life cycle where conventional gas-powered cars do better than electric vehicles, and that's when they're actually being built. Because producing the batteries for electric vehicles is really energy intensive. Appreciating the complexity of these kinds of questions is so beautiful, and I love how they do this. And you realize, or you're reminded, that nothing is simple. I also really like how they're not just reporting on this, but they're actually talking like real people. And one of my favorite conversations throughout the course of this podcast episode is when they were talking about one of them reflecting on this dilemma of trying to decide between regular butter wrapped in paper versus vegan butter in a plastic tub. And those are the kinds of things that all of us struggle with. I love this podcast episode. Are electric cars really better for the climate?
Oh yeah, this is a good one. It's the same thing. I had the same question for so long. Mm-hmm. I was like, I know it sounds better, but is it really better? You
yes.
just don't know. I knew about the process of, you know, when cars, electric cars are being built and what a rare resource those batteries are and how intense that is. So I was like, you know, maybe it's not. Maybe this is hype. Maybe, you know, people are trying to Teslas, trying to sell Teslas. So maybe they're...
Exactly.
You know, not manipulating data, but just, you know, accentuating the good stuff and kind of sweeping under the rug, maybe the worst stuff.
Telling the story.
Yeah,
a bit
stories
different
of old.
Points of view. Yep. Yeah.
That's a story of old.
And this is the thing, is there's energy that's being put in, but then there's also other kinds of things you want to take into account, like mining.
Yeah.
So maybe the mining process takes less energy than building a hydroelectric dam and getting that. But you are... stripping away the side of a mountain.
Yeah.
Okay, building a dam has its own issues too. So there's so much to take into account.
It's super complex. And I think I have a couple, like maybe one or two other links besides the podcast of like other good non-biased resources, maybe either that they mentioned or other ones that I found kind of in conjunction. So definitely check out the show notes at tempestus.com/thankyou2021. And then you can check all those out because... you should have questions and you should check it out.
Yes.
It's worth looking at.
Definitely.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for sharing that.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thanks for that episode.
Yeah. My pleasure. All right. I'm going to be talking about kitchen science. And this you talked about in episode 213. And this is xanthan gum. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Now, this one, you know, actually, it's funny because, you know, we coming up with all these cool sheets now and we're 200 and some episodes. It's hard. It's usually a very secret decision when I'm like, oh, I found a good one. I need to keep this to me, to myself, and because who knows, there's a limited resource of cool sheets, which is not true, but you feel like that sometimes doing this mini. But this time, I actually shared one, and I'm like, you know, Karen, I really want to know more about xanthan gum, but I think you can explain it as a scientist better than I can. You should take this one. I'm so glad I did, and I'm going to start doing it more often because you have more expertise in this, and I knew about it a little bit, but I wanted to know the more scientific components of it. Number one, my question was, is it safe? I've always gotten a little leery. I've wanted to use it in my kitchen experiments. In fact, Chef Steps talks about it all the time, and I talked about Chef Steps way back in episode 11. But I'm always a little leery about, you know, unnecessary synthetic additives. I just don't know enough about it, about the science, about the chemistry, and so I get a little wigged out. It scares me, and I'm like, I don't know if I want to do it. Well, not anymore, because you talked about it, and I'll give a real quick sum up of what you said, see if I'm interpreting this right. So, xanthan gum is the black stuff from old broccoli, so it's a fermented bacteria. Now, that might sound gross to a lot, but it immediately made me feel better, because I already know about that kind of stuff. I love kimchi, kombucha, beer, tempeh, miso, sauerkraut, yogurt, and many other things that are made with bacteria and fermentation and all those kinds of processes. So as soon as you said that, I felt, you know, some people might be like, ooh, bigger red flag. I was like, oh, now I know it's good automatically. So xanthan gum makes things smooth and creamy. It stabilizes ingredients like in salad dressing. There's so much. Now, I can't wait to use it all the time. I use it for mushroom coffee latte, which we actually had this morning, which was amazing. Coconut whipped cream, things like that. I can't wait to try it on so many new things, including gravy for this Thanksgiving. Different stable making that homemade salad dressing like I had a cool sheet for. Now I'm going to add xanthan gum to make it even better. It's more stable and creamy. And I'm actually going to try it in a homemade ice cream because we talked about that. And see, especially vegan options. I think this is going to be a game changer. I love it. Xanthan gum.
Yes! And thank you for giving me that cool sheet.
Yeah.
And then
it was such a cool teamwork effort.
Yeah, it really was.
Really, really
neat.
And
I learned so much because then I got to delve into the science because I didn't know it off the top of my head.
Sure.
And it was so interesting.
Yeah.
And
super fascinating.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
yeah.
And I loved the mushroom latte.
Wasn't it delicious?
This morning, yes.
So silky smooth, just a little tiny bit of xanthan gum added to all those other wonderful ingredients, but it just makes it like like chef's kiss.
Yeah.
You will impress your friends with, and you know you won't be hurting them or putting anything. I also can't wait to try for vegan milks, so oat milk and almond milk and things like that.
For sure.
Because that can definitely, because sometimes when you make those at home, and I love making alternative milks at home, but they lack a little. So this xanthan gum, creamy, that mouthfeel, the things for that you're looking for. Ah, it's so wonderful. So thank you so much.
Yes, you're welcome and thank you.
Yeah.
My cool sheet is something that comes from episode 206, and it is a website/project, The Debt Project. This hit me the most viscerally of all of Brian's cool sheets for this past year, for 2021. And perhaps, probably, it's because I've had my own debt issues this year, but also because the creator did such a powerful job on this. The photos that she has posted of all the people are the same and yet different. You can tell that they're posing for this as there's a whole bunch of people who are all in debt. And so they're showing their picture, but also writing something along with it. So in these photos, it's very real and they're in their space, although they are posing. But really that reality hits when you start reading what each of them hand wrote. The vulnerability that they've all chosen to share is really amazing. And it's also eye-opening to see how differently everyone shares their story. So some of them come towards it with this kind of matter-of-fact kind of vibe. Some of them write out their story very much from a victim mentality. Some of them are extremely angry. Some of them then shame the system that we have and corporations and all of that. Some of them sound like they have just given up, which just breaks my heart. Some of them sound scared, and then some sound tenacious. They're saying, I am going to get out of this debt, and they are hell-bent on doing that. So many different emotions and so many different points of view. And I see it as a place that helps people feel less alone, this place, this website, and less like they did something wrong by getting into debt. But I also see it as a reality check for our society and how it is set up to help people enter debt, which I think is such a horrible thing that has happened in the United States and really around the world. I also love the whole project happened because of her own experience of having to file for bankruptcy. And I really hope that this project is helping her financially, the debt project.
Yes, this is such an important one, and I'm really glad that it spoke to you too, because debt is such a, there's so much shame around debt, and that's why I love this project, really wanted to strip that away, that, hey, there are so many people in this boat, you are not alone, there's a lot of people in debt, and you know, even when you wrote that list, or you talked about that list of people and their different emotions that they feel towards debt, I could relate with everyone. Mm-hmm. I felt empathetic to everyone.
Yeah.
I was like, no, you're right. You know, you should be mad at the system. You kind of were a victim, but also, you know, I hope you see these other points of view. Mm-hmm. I hope that, because it's all of that, really. It's all those emotions are real and honest and true and good, but you need more than one also.
Yes.
And and just breaking that stigma away from debt. Yeah, the whole project is really amazing.
It really is. Thank you so much for sharing that.
You're so welcome. I'm really glad that I found it, and now it's getting even more attention because it deserves it for sure.
Yes.
Everybody should check this out. Even if you're not in debt, I think it's worth checking out and just taking a look at how some other people got there. Some of your assumptions might change, and you might look at things a little bit differently. I think that's a good thing.
Yep. So. And all the links.
Yes, all the links on our show notes at tembesis.com/thankyou2021. My next thank you cool sheet is going to be a website, and this is answerthepublic.com. You share this in episode 209. Now, if you know me, you listen to the podcast, you probably got this hint. I love sifting through data, trends, other kinds of information hacks. These are just things I do it for the show a lot, but also it's just, I love doing it. It's especially good for two of the things I do most, my part-time job at River City, where I work on their social media. So I'm constantly looking at what people are talking about, what's trending, you know, you want to get those likes and things like that, but also a little bit here on YouTube as well. I want to talk about things that are trending. Now, I don't want to you know, form my cool sheets around that. But if I have an idea of something that speaks to me, this is a really cool website because then it starts saying, okay, here's this thing, this topic. What are people asking about that topic? What questions? And also it's just fun for me. It feeds my curious mind to see what everybody else is curious about. And that is kind of the definition of what we're doing here on the show. So it leads me down these fun rabbit holes of discovery. And like I said, it does give me some new topics to the show. And I haven't even utilized it for that as much, but I really want to start to. If you compare this with other things like Google Trends, it becomes a superpower. You can see what's trending and then see what questions are being asked about this. And I haven't been using it as much as I thought, but as I was looking through these thank you items, I was like, ooh, this is a gem that I really like that I kind of forgot about, and I cannot wait to start doing it more. It does have that caveat of you're only being able for the free version to find one per day, I believe. I have found a few ways to hack that just a little bit. Sorry about that, guys, but you know, hack has got to hack. So I just can't wait because it's going to be even more useful for me. I love the way it looks about this mind map. You can also do it in data mode where it looks more like cards. It's really cool. It really sorts this data so much, so many things about it. Definitely check it out. AnswerThePublic.com.
This is a great example of where I find something that I think is cool and it's clearly useful, and then I pass it on, and then you use it way more than me. And hopefully all of you are using it more as you discover more about it. Because that's kind of what we're here for, sharing stuff. And honestly, I forgot about it too. I know that I could use it. I could use it for some things that would be really helpful for me.
School, you could probably, like questions, mm-hmm. maybe questions that would come up on something you're going to lecture on or something like that. Yeah, very cool.
For sure. So I'm glad that you enjoyed it so much. Yes, I was excited to see it pop up on your list.
Yes, me too. Yeah. I was too, because I did kind of forget about it. That was the cool thing. That's what's cool about having this reflective, you know, look back at the year. And I'm like, mm-hmm. oh man, I forgot how much I love that one.
Yeah, yeah, that's why we do this thank you show every year.
Yes.
So great. Yay.
Yeah.
My cool sheet comes from episode 209. And this is a YouTube video, but I'm also cheating because I'm including also the YouTube channel that Ali Abdaal does. The name of the video is The Best Productivity Hacks of All Time, and that's what I'm gonna focus on. But I gotta say, once I started diving into Ali's whole YouTube channel, woo, that thing is gold. I learned so much from this guy. He's so clear, and he's unique from any other productivity YouTuber that I've seen. Not that I've seen a ton, but I've seen a good number of them. He keeps it real, and for example, in this video, he doesn't go down and say how great all these hacks are. Only 4 of them make it to the top S tier. And that same number, 4, go down at the bottom when he's going through that, down in the D tier, and 5 of them are in the C. So most of them are down lower. However, he doesn't rip on those on the bottom at all. He is balanced in how he presents them and how they're good for some people and they just aren't working as well for him. So this balance that he has also shows itself between making things very concise, but also giving you enough information that you can learn from it. He gives a good amount of background information and context and references where each tip has come from. The biggest thing that I got from this video was how important systems are. Having defined systems in place is not something I have paid much attention to at all. And now I am learning that it is time. I also really like how he loves enjoying the journey as being the ultimate productivity hack. That shows up everywhere in this video as well as all over his channel. I love that because I am all about that as well. His entire channel is full of valuable content. I've loved it so far. I feel like I've barely just begun, but I am enjoying it and learning so much from Ali Abdaal YouTube.
Yeah. He's great. And that's kind of when I first started getting into him and I kept following. I don't do this very often, but I subscribed and put the bell on for the notifications.
Ooh.
So every video that he does, and it's 1 or 2 a week, because he's now a full-time YouTuber. Yeah. In fact, he quit his medical practice, you know, being a doctor, and now he's a full-time YouTuber. But again, he's real and honest.
Yes.
He talked about why he did that, his conflicted thoughts about that, why he became a doctor in the first place, and his conflicted thoughts about that. Like, he's so honest and transparent about every stage of his life. And that is so useful for people, because he's not just putting on this face of, oh, I'm this cool doctor and this person or this productivity guru. Yeah, he's just like, this is what's hitting me at this moment. This is what I'm like. This is what works for me. Maybe it will work for you. Maybe it won't. Take a look at these. Yes. You know, I love that. Like, that is very rare. It's very rare in a YouTuber how he does these different ways. And like you said, he's so concise and clear and pleasant and so articulate and smart.
Yeah.
And how he presents it, he's really good. And of course, he has all kinds of different things, you know, how to start a YouTube channel. He's writing a book right now.
Yes.
He's doing all these other things. I mean, he's starting this big giant company, becoming very successful, getting on bigger and bigger podcasts. He was just on Ryan Holiday podcast.
Oh, wow.
He's really blowing up. But you can see why, and you wish nothing but the best for him, because he's doing amazing things and he's providing so much valuable content.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, I don't feel like he's ever hooking me, like, oh, come, and then I'm going to show you how to do, how you can be a YouTuber and you can make millions. Like, he's not doing that.
No, he has it. He will help you if you want and you want to spend and give him money. But it's not a hard sell. It's not a big push. And he gives you so much for free on his YouTube channel that it's great. It's like, you don't have to spend a dime. You can just watch it and you can learn so much.
Yeah, I love it. So thank you. Thank you for sharing.
Very welcome. And you can definitely check out all of our show notes, 10bestsits.com/thankyou2021, to get to his channel and everything else that we've talked about this week, this day, if you're on YouTube. All right. I'm going to be talking about a travel hack. It is Workaway. So Workaway, you talked about in episode 214. It is kind of funny that all these were kind of clustered together, or you really spoke to me in these few months, but it's true. I kept looking and I'm like, nope, these are the ones. And this one definitely hit me hard. I love to travel. I mean, I know everybody loves to travel, of course, but I mean, I really love it. Like, it's just part of my being. It speaks to me so much. I wish I traveled more every time I do. And I think I've ran across this website before, but I lost it somewhere in the ether of the internet. And I'm so glad that you brought it back to my attention. I spend so much time now looking at this website and dreaming about the places that I'll go. I love that there are actually shorter options. So you talked about woofing, and a lot of the times that's for a longer stay, maybe a summer or a season or things like that. But you can actually, I've been looking at this, travel for just a week, less than a week, 2 weeks, you know, a full week. They have so many different options, and that's such a good thing. So as soon as traveling opens up again, you know, around the world, I really hope that I can take my first Workaway trip. The ones that really spoke to me is the sustainable projects, and you can place them as a filter. So you can look at a location, and then you can look about sustainable projects that are happening in that area. So some of the ones that spoke to me is you can help create and maintain a garden of five continents in an idyllic rural location in Itoshima, Japan. Self-sufficiency living, helping gardening projects in rural southern Italy. Oh my gosh, all these sound so amazing. Sustainable projects including art in Norway. There's in Puerto Inca, Peru, which we've both been to, but they're working on a project where they help economical and social development for less privileged communities in the Amazon. Oh my gosh, I want to go right now. There's a Virgin Islands. There's so many different, even some in the US that I might take a look at. Definitely check it out. Workaway.
Yes, I'm so glad you talked about this again, because I love it too.
Yeah.
It just, it's amazing.
It is. It's so cool what they're doing, how they curate that list.
Yeah.
So many different places. Anything that you're interested, if sustainability isn't your thing, they have other filters that you can look at and
education,
do, or just any. If you want to open it up to anything, then you can go almost anywhere in the world. Like, it's amazing how many opportunities there are to travel. But if you do have a little bit more of a focus that you want to do something that you think is really helping that local community, plus helping them learn English and vice versa, and all these, like, it's just, it's so many things. It's so many amazing things. And right now, even if we can travel around the world, right now I can't go to Asia, but I can kind of go there vicariously through this website.
Right,
and
exactly.
Right now, that's scratching that itch a little bit.
Yeah.
And also making it grow at the same time.
For
but
sure.
I
for
love
sure.
it so much.
And there, it would be impossible for anyone to look at this website and not find something that they could do. Because
yeah,
there
for
is
sure.
just talking with people in English. Just hanging out with them. Like, they want you to do that.
Yeah, helping them take care of their animal or pets, or if you're an animal lover, a horse lover, there's so many different opportunities.
So many different, depending on your interests or
and if you
skills.
Don't have a big budget to travel, this is a great option because you're essentially doing sweat equity. So you're you're helping them, but you usually get amenities and sometimes, and a lot of the times, food for free. So cool.
So many amazing
things.
Excellent. All right, my cool sheet is something that comes from episode 177. It's an Instagram account, If You Hi. Brian has shared over 200 cool sheets in 2021, and so many of them have been doozies. There have been websites and podcasts and gadgets and artists and so many things to learn from and ponder and enjoy and marvel at, on and on and on. But when I went through them all, this one, it stands out as the one that I touch base with the most consistently since I found out about it. If You Hi Instagram profile is just one of those little joys in life, I gotta say. There are many that have, I would say they fall into the satisfying category, like drilling holes through Jell-O. I actually don't know if they've done that, but I just imagine maybe that will be mine that I submit to them. There's one where they cut blocks of paper, and it's like, it's so precise, and then these blocks of paper fall off. Pouring molten metal over another piece of metal and slicing it off. There's one where someone has this really sharp knife and they're slicing through a mushroom long ways. One where they peel a peach and all the skin comes off at once. A match burning in slow motion. Shaking sheets of metal of different sizes and shapes. And you watch and hear. There are things from nature, dust devils and water maelstroms in the streets. Clouds from different points of view where you think you're looking at the clouds directly. Turns out it's a reflection or it's upside down. You didn't realize it. I could go on and on with this website. And like I said, it has come up again and again because when I go on Instagram, I look for what If You Hi has done lately. It's always something new. It's always fun. And I highly recommend checking out If You Hi.
Highly recommend If You Hi. I do love this one. And I will say, if you're not a stoner, that's totally cool.
Oh,
because
yeah.
This will always be cool.
Yes.
It's, you don't have to be stoned. It would probably be even more amazing if you were.
Could be.
But I tell you what, I've seen it both ways, and it's pretty amazing each time.
It's good. It's good no matter what.
Yeah, it is great. It is one of those. And I love it when it pops up. It's, you know, I don't know how the Instagram algorithm works. I don't know if anybody does, even Instagram. But it hasn't popped up lately. So then you have to go find it.
Yeah.
But then when you do, you're just like, oh, and you flick up. And then, oh, the next up. And it's just like, ah, oh, so great. They are. They're all, they satisfy so many different things. If you have OCD or you're a neat freak or if you like optical illusions, whatever you are into, there's going to be something.
Yes.
If you scroll through just a couple of videos, there's going to be one that speaks to you.
Oh, yeah. They're all
if not all of them.
They're totally different.
Yeah.
Each one, totally something new. It's amazing.
Yeah.
I love it.
So cool.
Yeah.
Well, don't forget, you can check out all the show notes, 10bestest.com/thankyou2021. And now we have some time for some honorable mentions.
Yes. So. And I want to thank you again for If You Hi.
Yes, you're very welcome.
I enjoy it almost every day.
Oh, great.
Okay, yes, honorable mention time.
Yeah.
Do you want to go first?
Why don't you go?
Okay, I'm going to go first. So, episode 208, Brian talked about a mental exercise, the Joy Planner. This is so wonderful if you're just looking for more joy in your life. Episode 203, The English Muffin. The English Muffin left my life decades ago. I'm not even kidding. And it has re-entered my life because Brian talking about it. An article, Better Conversations. I actually downloaded this and I'm going to be using it in a class coming up. Very powerful article. Website, Book Riot. Love Book Riot. I've already bought one so far book for Christmas, for someone for Christmas from Book Riot. A sleep supplement from episode 201, the chamomile flower extract by Swanson. And also thank you for gifting me a bottle of it. It's beautiful. Episode 194, the TikTok comedian Stage Door Johnny. I love Stage Door Johnny. He's great. Episode 202, a website, Skillshare. That thing is great. Love it. Love it. Love it. How about you?
I don't know if we're supposed to do that. Right. I don't even know. We've never done this before.
We haven't.
But this is exciting. So yes, no, all of those are great. I'm so glad. It was hard. It was almost, it was impossible to just to pick five only because this, I don't know, we had a really good year. A lot of them were really cool. So it really helped me to have these honorable mentions because then I was like, okay, I still love these. I just can't talk about them for my five. And it just it helped my thing. But yes, I have a bunch of them as well. And the first one is Dusty Springfield. So you talked about her, this musician, this wonderful musician that a lot of people know about, but I knew about, but it was one of those things where I didn't, the name didn't connect and I just wasn't quite sure. But she sings a ton of her songs. Probably the one that I knew the most was Son of a Preacher Man, which was because it's in Pulp Fiction. A lot of people know it way before that, but that's where it really reminded me. But the craziest thing about that, the day we taped that show, you talked about Dusty Springfield. I never heard of her. And then I watched a movie last night in Soho, I think. And this, like, the pinnacle, the ending, I don't want to give it away, but Dusty Springfield album cover was like, boom, middle of the frame, larger than life, hours after you talked about it. It's just one of those things, talk about if you high, if I was high, my head might have literally exploded, but it pretty much did. It was so wild. It just, I love things like that when it happens. Also, some other ones, Mindset Lofty Questions. I love that. A life hack, What's Gone Right Journal. Such a cool way to think about, you know, a new way of showing gratitude of just what's gone right in your life. Science, the tardigrades. Mostly because of their nicknames, water bears and moss piglets. I mean, moss piglets might be the best name and word ever of all time. The website, But You Don't Look Sick, super powerful, from the most cutest word and piglet ever to something super important and poignant. This website really spoke to me. Technology and art, of course, Yim and Blue, huge fan. You knew that, but I had to put it on the list because, of course, Yim and Blue. The poet, Rumi, of course, as well, same thing. The digital magazine, Aeon, I don't know how to pronounce that. You can interrupt me this time for this special
Aeon?
Yeah, Aeon, sure. I think, but I've always wanted to have that as a cool sheet, and you finally did because I kind of forgot about it again, so I'm super glad. And of course, the Meliar Reaction, which is another one that I really wanted to feature, but I knew you could do it better, and you did. It's so good. Thank you so much.
Yes,
there's
you're
so
welcome.
Many. Yes. Yeah.
Oh, excellent. Well, thank you. Thank you for all of that. And thank you for all of your work this whole past year.
Yes, same to you. We did it. We did really good.
I know.
There's been some really good ones.
And this year also, an important thing about this year is that we started doing this on YouTube.
Yeah, that's right.
We've been going for 5 years as just regular podcasters.
Yeah.
On all the podcast platforms.
Right, but we're just little babies in the YouTube world.
Yeah, that's right.
Less than, or not even 4 months, I don't think yet.
Yeah,
so
at this
super
point.
Fun, mm-hmm. And I love it. And yeah, I can't wait till the next 5 years.
Yes.
Whoa.
I know.
It's a little scary to even think about, but who knows?
Yeah.
Anything can happen.
Thank all of you.
Yes, thank you so much.
Yes.
Yeah, even you're right, that's super important. Thank you so much for being listeners and letting us share these things with you, giving us feedback. We love all that, sharing with your friends. Thank you so much. And don't forget to stay curious.
Want to learn more about this week's cool sheets?
Head on over to 10bestus, that's 10bestus.com, for links to all of our cool sheets.
And sign up for our monthly newsletter with bonus cool sheets and other fun stuff.
10 Bestus will be back with an all-new episode next Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern.